Intef stepped in front of me, and his men were suddenly a wall around the dais on which I sat.
"Order your men to stand down," I commanded. "Any who resist will be subdued and sent to the slave mines."
The doors opened, and two full squads filed in. I had not heard them approaching, and had not anticipated he would have additional men stationed outside. I had thought him so confident that he would display all of his power, not keep some hidden away. The commands Intef relayed to his men using hand and body gestures were so subtle that I could never see them unless he wanted me to. All I knew was that, as one, his men moved in closer around me. I looked at them, and I saw again my dream. They would die for me, to a man. Intef would be the last to fall, but fall he would. There would be none left alive to send to the slave mines. They were outnumbered against three squads. I couldn't let Intef and his men die, not when it would serve no purpose but that of eyes. "Intef," I said, "stand down." He didn't move, but I knew he had heard me. After a long pause, he said,
"Are you sure, my lady?"
"Stand down." Another invisible communication occurred between Intef and his men, and they all took a few steps away from me. All except Intef, who remained standing in front of me, dagger in hand. "Intef, that includes you."
"I will not let them take you, even if it means I must disobey you."
I reached out to touch his hand. "Intef, I already know how this encounter ends. You must stand down. I will not be responsible for your death." He didn't respond, but after another long pause, he tucked his dagger in his shendet and returned to his position by my side. He met my eyes once, briefly, then locked his stare onto I. He might have stood down, but I couldn't be certain he would continue to obey me if he thought I was in imminent danger. I would have to ensure there was no conflict. I stood and looked down at I from my position on the dais. "Your treachery will not be forgotten, advisor," I said, "and nor will it be forgiven."